Let's go.
Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And we are still in the middle, at the cusp of a new season, new opportunities, new wealth, new growth, new life, new love, new truth. And guess what? That means you. So we have been talking about making your money grow. That's what we got to do. We got to make our money grow, right? Because guess what? Money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. I have to keep repeating that because people are out working hard every single day. They are talking about the great resignation. And I call it the great revelation. Right? Now, I am certainly not saying people should not work at jobs, because all of us need to be in a position to give our gifts and our talents to businesses that are existing so that we can improve our skills and then we can be a part of commerce and business and so on and so forth. But what I am saying is that I am excited for everyone who sees and knows their worth and they are willing to do the work to get where they are trying to go. So I am encouraged by all that you are doing. I am encouraged by the stance that you have taken. I am encouraged by the new vision that you see for yourself in your life. And yes, having a home-based business is one of those things, but also remember, money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. So we are going to get busy with continuing the path of understanding how to make our money grow. We're going to get busy with continuing the path of trying to get to the next level financially. We're going to get busy with the path of growing our communities and our families for generations to come. Let me tell you something. Poverty does not have to be your final destination. Let me repeat. Poverty does not have to be your final destination. Poverty is not what you were designed for. Poverty is not what you are destined to. It is a circumstance and a condition, but it is not your ending destination, right? It's not your ending destination. So what are we going to do together to get to the next level? Let me tell you, we're going to get educated together. We're going to learn new things together. We're going to write new books together. We're going to build each other up. I just had the best call today. I started a home buyers club last year because I wanted to help people get to the next level in home ownership. And I knew from my own experience that there were biases out here in the industry that were preventing people from getting into good properties with good rates. And so I started the Home Buyers Club. Now, you all know many, many years ago, there was a WVON Home Buyers Club, and we went on bus tours and all kinds of things. It's not that Home Buyers Club. This Home Buyers Club is all about coaching. Coaching and teaching people what to do, how to get rid of your spending addiction, how to have a budget, how to save for a home, how to apply for a home, all of these things. And so one lady, she's great, wonderful. She's a nurse, makes well over six figures, was having trouble getting into her property. You see, she had gone to a new construction site in the middle of the pandemic when everything was shut down. So they were basically giving houses away. Once they realized what they had done and that they could get more money for the property than what she was paying, they tried every trick in the book to get her not to get into this home. Guess what? She joined the Home Buyers Club. She told me what was going on. I called and I was like, Harriet Tubman, baby. I had everybody on the phone. I got the director, the manager, the builder, the mortgage people, and I told them what to do. And so she called me and she said, Lynn, I am in my house. We did the running man, the cabbage patch, and everything else. And this is what I'm talking about. I am talking about learning together. I am talking about growing together. I am talking about elevating and getting to the next level together. And guess what? If you've got something you want to do, if you've got a dream that seems to be at bay, if you've got a roadblock, then I want you to go to asklynn.org. Tell me all about it so we can figure out how to get rid of it. That's all. We got to put our minds together. Now, I have six eyes. I've got the two eyes that God gave me. Then I have contact lenses, okay? I can't do anything without these contact lenses. And then when I read, I have to put on prescription reading glasses over the contact lenses, okay? So six eyes are better than two. Two minds are better than one. And all of us working together can absolutely positively get to the next level. So I am so excited. We're going to talk about making our money grow. And then we're going to talk about what we're going to do with the money after it is there and available and growing and working for us. So tell your friends, tell your family members, tell everybody, hey, listen, stop what you're doing. Stop, drop, and roll, because this is an emergency. We are in a state of emergency. I have a new program coming out called The State of Black Wealth in America. I'll tell you all about that soon. But I want you to tell everybody to stop, drop, and roll. Stop, drop, and roll. And I want you to get to the next level. So go get your pen. Go get your paper. Tell someone. Go to WVON.com or to go to LynnMillionaire.com. WVON.com or LynnMillionaire.com. They can listen to this any place on the planet, okay? Now, if they don't have any Wi-Fi, I don't know what to tell you, but they can listen to this show any place on the planet. So I want you to do that, and then we will be right back after that. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm Lynn Richardson. It's WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And so, yes, I'm excited. We are in a new season. There is a new reason. There are new opportunities. And guess what? It is not over until you win, as my big brother Les Brown would say. You cannot fail until you quit, as my big brother Russell Simmons would say. And guess what? You have to speak what you seek until you see what you say. And I said that one. Okay, so we are not going to continue to let money be the thing that holds us back. We are not going to continue to let money be the thing that keeps us from living our dreams, that keeps us from achieving our goals, that keeps us depressed, down and out, beat up, and turned all upside down. We are not going to do it, okay? There's always an opportunity for you to put one foot in front of the other and keep moving towards the dream and the vision that you see for yourself. So let me just say this. So I started the Millionaires Before 30 Club to give our young people an opportunity to get it right the first time. If I knew then what I know now, I know I would already be a billionaire. I already know I would be, right? And there's a recent article that came out. During the pandemic, there were 493 new billionaires made. I've been copying this post. I said, coming out of the pandemic, you will either be a millionaire, a billionaire, or a witness. Are you going to watch it? Or are you going to participate in becoming it? And a billionaire may seem like it's a far-stretched number, but really, it's a numbers game. And there are people who understand how to make numbers work for them. Because once, if you have a penny, you get 100 of them, you have a dollar. You get 100 of those, you have $100. You get 100 of those, you have, see, it just keeps going on and on and on and on. So this is about us giving our young people an opportunity. Now, if you're almost 30 and you want to be a millionaire before 30, join the club anyway, because you can be one before you're 40. If you're over 40 and you want to be one by 50, the whole concept is that you can do it if you focus your mind and your energy and your resources on it. It can be done for you. So I want to just give you a couple of different challenges. We're going to talk about a couple of different challenges. And then I want you to go to asklynn.org and I want you to tell me which challenge you are planning to do, okay? I'm going to give you a couple of challenges, and then I'm going to tell you to go to askland.org and then tell me which challenge are you going to do. The first challenge is the $1 challenge. It's the $1 challenge, okay? I want you to write that down. It's the $1 challenge. Now, let me tell you how this challenge works. You put $1 in the bank in week one. You put $2 in the bank in week two. You put $3 in the bank in week three. This is going to be in a savings account on the other side of town with no debit card attached to it. You cannot transfer the money. You'd have to go through some stuff to get to the money, okay? So I have accounts like that. I have accounts that are not connected to my personal checking account that I'm using every day. I have accounts that are not connected to my business account that I'm using for bills and things. I have accounts that are at a whole different bank that I had to set up separately that have no debit card attached to them. And of course, yes, I could get the money if I needed it in an emergency, but the whole idea is it's not going to be a transfer situation. It's not going to be the overdraft account, okay? It's not going to be the account where you pull the money from and you don't even realize it's gone, okay? So week one, $1. Week two, $2. Week three, $3. Week four, $4. And you just keep going. Okay? So every single week, add $1. Just do that. By week 52, you will have placed, in week 52, you're going to put $52 in the bank. At the end of the year, you will have $1,378 saved in the bank. Now, here's the deal. If you put that money and keep it in a regular bank, then you'll be lucky if you earn $10 in interest. All right? So I want to teach you what to then do with that $1,378, because if somewhere along the way, once you get $300 and you choose the right investments and then you make that money grow and you keep on adding to it, what's going to start to happen is your money is going to work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Your money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. So let me tell you what happens to $1,378 if you were to divide that amount by 12 and act as if you were going to put in an equal amount every single month. Okay, let me tell you what would happen to that money. Now, once again, if you leave the money in the bank for a year, you'll be lucky if you have $10 in interest. You'll be lucky if that's the case. All right, because I want you to do the math. I'm going to take $1,378. And if I multiply that times 1%, then I just earn $13.78. That's not a lot, right? So we get discouraged and we don't want to continue and we don't want to move forward. But what if that money was earning 10%? All right. So now you've got $1,378 and it's earning interest at a rate of 10%. You just now earned $137.80. Okay, not too much, right? That's okay. But what if you chose the right investments and let's say the money was earning 50%, okay? So $1,378 and it was earning 50%. And in just 1 year, now you've earned $689. So you put in $1,378 and you then put that money in the right investments that you choose with a financial advisor. To be clear, I am not a financial advisor. I had all those licenses. I let them go. I am a financial coach. But once you join the Millionaire Before 30 Club and I help you with your mindset and teach you the patterns that you need to teach to become wealthy, then yes, we'll sit you with someone who can help you discover your risk profile, as well as the investments that match your risk profile. Now, I'm going to give you something. I'm telling you the truth. 2 years ago, I just took $10,000 and I put it in an account. And I said, I'm not even going to worry about it. I chose the right mix of investments. It's got some stocks, some bonds. It's got more stocks than bonds. That $10,000 is now $14,700. Can you imagine just putting some money someplace and it grows like that? And that grew just at that pace because I didn't add anything to it. So this is about you getting to the next level. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We have to take a break. For news, traffic, and weather, go to asklynn.org. Tell me what you're looking for, and I'll give you the answers. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome back. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I have MC Light, my sister, here with us. Y'all know I got to bring her on anytime we're talking about new reasons, new seasons, new opportunities, and new attitudes. Welcome, welcome to the Roundtable, Light.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lynn Richardson, and God bless you and your circle.
Bless the table. Bless the round table. Come on now. We go bless the tablecloths and everything that goes along with it. Let me tell you something. God is so good. So, you know, I've been talking about making your money grow. And there are just some things I'm going to repeat until we get it. Until, you know, you got to speak what you seek until you see what you say. So I'm going to keep on saying the same thing over and over again until I see some change. Because I believe that that the time is here. The harvest is here. The time is now. And I am just so excited about all that we have coming our way. But, you know, I wanted to bring you in on this part of the conversation because at the top of the show, I shared some really good news. You know that I created the Homebuyers Club because we're talking about making your money grow, but then also what do you do with the money when it grows? And so, you know, we created the Homebuyers Club to basically be an advocate for people and to help them navigate this often biased territory in the home buying, mortgage, and real estate process. And, you know, a while back, one of our favorite students, Miss Tara Robinson, and I'm just have to give her congratulations. I'm saying her name now. Girl, she moved into her house. She moved into her house. She found a new construction townhome in California. She found a new construction townhome. She got it when the market was very dry and bleak. So the builders are basically just giving away houses, kind of similar to me. Then when everything opened up, they realized how crazy they were and how much money they weren't going to make. And so they were trying to find every reason to get her out of the house. Well, I called the office like Harriet Tubman, child. I talked to everybody. I blessed them all out in Jesus' name. And I probably would have gave them some Harold's chicken too, if I had that, because after I tell you what I got to tell you, now I'm hungry and I want to eat. Well, anyway, she closed on her house and she's just so happy. So I was doing a running man, the cabbage patch, the bump, you know, the jerk. I'm doing every dance and I called her and she was not expecting me to call her. But this is why we do what we do, like, and you have been a part of this success. You've been a part of this helping us to create this platform, getting this platform out to all of your you know, fans over the decades. And I just had to share that good news with you. What you think about that?
I think that's awesome. I mean, anyone who has a dream of stepping into what they see for themselves, you know, at the end of the day, the goal, the big pie in the sky, so to speak, to do the work that it takes to get there is one thing. But when you're there, it's glorious. You know, I'm in the middle of a transaction in terms of a home, and all I do is just keep setting my ducks up in a row. I think I posted today just one step in front of the other, headed towards the direction of your goal. And so I'm happy for her. This is awesome for her and her family. They get to enjoy what was just a thought in her head, and that is, I want to be a homeowner.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is so amazing. And of course, now she's talking about investment property. And we had a home buyers club meeting last night. Cecilia Marlowe, everybody who knows me and is in the mortgage or knows me from being in the mortgage business knows that Cecilia Marlowe, I trained her it's going on 20 years. And she's the person, my go-to person for mortgages and the person that I've sent, you know, all the people who I know and love to. And I was explaining to her, you know, what was going on. And so she was able to offer some insight. But she has also told us that now there are programs and you'll be able to relate to this light, because lots of people who are self-employed entertainers and so on and so forth don't have the documentation that the bank wants. So now she's saying that there are new programs with 10. If you have a 1099, you can get a mortgage. If you are self-employed and you can't really show your income, but you can state it, you can say, listen, I make this much. Now I can't show you where it is. Because it might be all over Cash App and everything else. You know, people are getting money any way they can. And so sometimes it's hard for people to document, although they are definitely in position to buy a home. And so there's all kind of new programs. So that's exciting for you, for me, for everybody who's out here, because you keep talking about Sunny Girl Holdings. We want to invest in real estate, right?
Yes, absolutely. All over the globe, you know, why not? It can be done. And, you know, it's when you begin to really let your mind flow into what it is that you want and then put together a plan in order to get there is when you it's almost like you just step into it and you're living the life that you only used to dream about. But you have to be willing to set some time aside, because I know all of our lives are busy, but to set some time aside and actually dream. What is it that you want in your life? And yeah, that can be anything. That could be a relationship. That could be a family. That could be better relationships and better relationships with your family. It could be, you know, whatever you want, this a vehicle, or you want a new home, or whatever it is that you want, just putting your mind to it and also making the changes that need to be made in order to get there.
You know what? Yep, that's what it's all about. That is really what it's all about. And it really is about believing what it is that you see for yourself. You know, I often tell people, if you have a dream, that's because that dream is for you. You're not going to envision something that isn't possible for you. I have never envisioned being an astronaut. That's not possible for me. It would not work out. Okay. It's just something I've never envisioned doing. I've never envisioned being a singer on stage. I've never envisioned, but the things that I do envision are the things for me. And so, you know, that is certainly one part of it. So what are some of the things that you want to do with your money, like as it grows? Like where are some of the things that you want to place your resources? Because I know you've got lots of things going on. You've got TV shows. We've got an entertainment and a management firm. You see new artists all the time. You get excited about. There's some franchising things I know you've talked about. What are some of the things that you want to do as you make your money grow?
Well, I definitely want to be able to give back, right? Because that's part of you keep getting when you keep giving. And I mean, that's, of course, not the only reason to give so that you get. But it is being able to show my level of gratitude for where it is that I am now and where it is that I'm heading. And so to find different organizations, to be able to give to my church in a way that I've never been able to give before, you know, which I can tell you a little story about giving is, at one point I decided when I had left one church and I was sort of mid-churches, I decided to start tithing to my family church back in Rockaway, Queens. And I did that for, I don't know, maybe 2 years. And at the almost at the end of when I was giving, I made a trip there. Unfortunately, someone had passed. And so this is the church that we have all of our going home services in. And the pastor, he said, come with me. And, you know, we were walking through the church, and then he took me downstairs with a whole beautiful kitchen, wonderful, like, you know, areas for meetings and things of that nature and Bible study. And he said, do you like this space? And I was like, yeah. He said, you built it.
Wow.
I said, what? He said, the money that you've been sending us helped to pay for this because they were victims of the Sandy storm. And I don't know if any of you listeners remember the storm that hit New York City. And I mean, everybody's basements were flooded on Rockaway in Rockaway, Queens, and several other places. But they were hit really hard because they're right there on Rockaway Beach. And so it was filled with water. Everything was destroyed with mold and all kinds of issues. And the money I sent them helped them rebuild their whole bottom floor.
Wow.
That's what I want to do. I want to, you know, give in areas where it makes a difference. And then also I want to be able to invest in, you know, if I had my way, a line of boutique hotels where people can go and get real rest and be fed and get healed. And, you know, I've got long lists, Lynn.
Wow. Yeah, no, you know, this is good. This is good. That's what it's all about. And, you know, I have also been working on my estate plan. So as your money grows, you got to figure out where it's going to go, what happens if you're no longer here. And Hip Hop Sisters Foundation is in my estate plan. There will be funds going to the charity in the event that something happens to me and so on and so forth. And not in the event, something will. None of us are going to be here forever. But I plan on being here to at least age 120. Me and Mary Green talked about that yesterday. But, you know, it's about being able to put your resources in a place where they are needed to help others grow, to help yourself grow. And, you know, it's just all good. So, you know, I'm excited about it. I've got some facts and I've got some details and I've got some figures that I'm going to share. But right now we are going to take a break. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. We will be right back. Don't turn that dial.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Parents, there's hope. Learn how to get your kids in order and get your money back all at the same time in Lynn Richardson's game-changing webinar, How to Turn Your Homeschool into a Home-Based Business. Learn how to write off your daily expenses. Give your kids structure. Teach your kids about money and make extra money for yourself. Plus, your kids will get their newest book, My First Job, A Kid's Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. Reserve your space at www.asklynn.org. That's www.asklynn.org today.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And I know we've been a little bit over the place, all over the place in this show today. However, I'm just so excited about all the new possibilities and all the new opportunities. So I want to just bring us back on home. Light is still here with us. And I wanted to share, we've got a couple of challenges going on. We've got the $1 challenge, where if you save $1 this week, $2 next week, $3 a week after that, just add a dollar each week, you'll have a little bit over $1,300 at the end of the year. And we've talked about what it takes to make that money grow. But I want to also share, because, you know, I told my children, I said, you know, I want you to just start putting away $100 a month. And if you put away $100 a month and you put it into the right fund, and if you pay attention, and if you know what it is that you are doing, and if you learn the rules of the game and play the game by the rules, then you've got the potential to have Listen, depending on what it's earning over time, $100 a month for 30 years is $8 million. $8 million. Depending on, now that is aggressive growth, right? That's aggressive growth. Let me take a number that's a little more moderate. Let me take it down to maybe about 12% interest over time. Then in 30 years, that's $226,000. Okay. If you are extremely, extremely lucky, because there are people, you know, there are folks who bought Amazon when it was, you know, pennies on a dollar. Now Amazon stock is over $3,000 per share. There are people who literally created their entire life legacies because of the work that they were able to do in putting funds away and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's all about taking what you have, no matter what you have, and colliding into your future and getting to the next level with it. So, you know, I just want to encourage everybody to believe in yourself, to believe in what you have, and to do the best you can where you are with what you have right now.
Yeah, completely. Do the best with what you have at the time, where you are. What's the tools that you have right now? Use them, but still, you know, be on a mission to acquire more tools in your toolbox.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the other things that you want to do? You've talked about, and I just want to go, you know, jump back over here a bit. Real estate holdings. Where are some of the places that you'd like to own property? I know that there are some places overseas you want to go. You've been trying to get me to go for years. And even here in the States, where are some of the places that you'd like to see home ownership and or real estate investments happen for you? Like,
oh boy, I would say Arizona. I'm a real fan of Arizona, Scottsdale. There's a few places in Arizona where the development is really nice. The land, you know, they give you some space, get some air. You're always going to have some heat because Arizona's hot. But I really like Arizona towards the west end of Arizona. Also Houston. I like Houston a lot. I like Dallas a lot. Dallas is a very new city with lots of new construction and development is budding. And I like Miami. I don't know that I'd ever move there, but if we're talking intercontinental, I like Miami. And I also, from what I understand, Ohio has a lot of promising development happening in quite a few of the cities there, specifically Cincinnati. I have a friend from D.C. who moved out there and has acquired a couple of properties, and he is ecstatic about what it is that they're doing there in Cincinnati. So that would be another place that I would look. Not so sure that I'd purchase, but I'd like to spend some time there and see what it is that they have to offer. And then if we're talking about abroad, I'll take any island. You know, you could put me on any island. I'm sure to want a space there that I can keep, perhaps a boutique hotel of some sort that can be, you know, empty when I go to visit, and then we be able to utilize the space and have it as an investment property that continues to make money. And then Thailand, you know, I'm into Indonesia. I'm not too much Europe. I think the only places off Europe would be Italy, maybe. You know, Croatia is a place to look where there's beautiful islands, property, Crete, off Greece. So, you know, I've got my eye everywhere, but I'm honestly, obviously, where I am is where I need to be right now, and that is Los Angeles, California.
Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. No, I love it. I love it. I never thought I would buy anything in California, but of course, here I am. I still want to do something in Atlanta. I still want to do something in Chicago. I want to own multi-unit buildings and brownstones in Chicago. And I want to get out of the country. I'm actually really, really, I'm thinking about places like, you know, the Caribbean. I'd like to own something in the Caribbean. I'd like to own something potentially in Bali. I want to go there and visit. I want to be either in Paris or London. I want to be able to get to either quickly. So those are some of the things that I'm going to be working on for the next decade. So I am just excited. We are delighted. This is a new season, a new reason, new opportunities. We are helping you make your money grow. I don't care if it's $1, $10, $100, or $1,000. Let's figure out how to make it grow. And I want you to go to AskLynn.org. Go to AskLynn.org. Tell me which challenge you're doing. We've got the $1 challenge where you save $1 week one, add $1 the next week. The $2 challenge, you save $2 in week one, add $2 every single week. We have the $4 challenge, and then we also have the $8 challenge. So I want you to go to AskLynn.org, and I want you to tell me what it is that you are looking to do, because guess what? We got a team of people who are ready to help you. You know what? We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at AskLynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.